This is it, the last day of school for Regina Public Schools. Catholic School Division and teachers will be done on Friday. But yeah, early dismissal bell, likely 2:30 for many today. Moose Jaw and Carrenport, last day of school tomorrow. And if you have kids in Belgoni, White City, well, you know Belgoni, they go till Friday. But summer vacation plans are starting to stir in many households right now as to what to do. And this morning, we're looking for your favorite roadside attraction. Sheila in Weyburn just texted me, said, Greg, we drove to Ottawa a few years ago, and one of the roadside attractions they came across was Winnie the Pooh statue and park in White River, Ontario. Said it was definitely worth the stop. I love the pictures you shared. It does look very cool. Was totally unaware of that. Thank you for sharing that. How about you? 1-877-300-7275. Favorite roadside attraction you've pulled over? If you want to share your photos, please feel free to do that as well. Well, yesterday, CJME writer reporter Britton Gray goes up to head coach Corey Mason and said, hey, Trevor Harris, only a spectator. What gives?
Dealing with a little bit of an infection, kind of played through that. And then also he took a pretty good shot in the game. So we're just honestly just playing it kind of smart and kind of just look at that. But he's fine. You know, he's one of those kind of, you know, pushing me to do it. I said, hey, just relax. Let's just, you know, yeah. No, he'll be fine.
Well, let me bring in CJME writer, reporter Britton Gray. Was he being a little cagey, or what was your feeling yesterday?
Well, we'll have to see. Trevor Harris definitely wasn't a participant. Now, day one, that's where if you're going to kind of give a guy a rest, that's the day to do it. It's day two, day three. That's what I'm paying attention to now. If Trevor Harris isn't out there, that starts to put his the chance of him playing into more of jeopardy. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, Corey Mace sometimes plays that little bit of a game, you know, with the media and the injury report. I remember after the game, Sam Emelis, he said he had a Charlie horse. Well, Sam Emelis looks like he's in danger of missing a second straight game here. So we'll have to see what happens this week in terms of Trevor Harris and how he practices.
Okay, so no Sam Emelis again. Okay, who else is missing right now?
Outside of that, not really anyone else. Like Keyshawn Johnson did miss practice, but that was due to a personal reason. Tavon Campbell also didn't practice, but it sounds like he's going to be fine as well. As I mentioned, day one, that's kind of the day to start giving some of these guys a break if they need it. We'll see who's out there today, and then we can kind of start to really figure out who might be in danger of missing this week.
CJME writer, reporter Britton Gray, one of the challenges against BC this weekend will not be taking 18 penalties for 178 yards again like they did on Friday. Did Coach say anything about that yesterday that you heard?
Yeah, they've brought in kind of an internal way to deal with penalties, whatever that might be. It might be guys putting money into a pot or something. We'll have to find out what that. They probably won't tell us what it is. That's a team thing, but they brought something back. They said they did it last year. Didn't have it those first 2 weeks because, hey, this team actually wasn't penalized a lot. But now it's been brought back, so we'll see if we see those results on the field this time around.
And we heard a bit about the financial picture this week is too. They officially shared it all with fans, and Craig Reynolds, CEO, announced the club has profit, right, at the annual general meeting on Tuesday. Three straight years of decline in season ticket sales, but he mentioned how it's on the rise a bit, and season ticket sales are important to the club, so if they're rising again, that's great, and I think it's selling well for Saturday's game too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, winning helps, being 3-0 heading against the BC Lions helps for this weekend's game, but a little bit more excitement, a little bit positive momentum around this team after they returned to playoffs last season. And still got some good gate receipts last year, according to what they had, because he said a lot of people are changing how they buy tickets. A lot more people are doing that last-minute buying, just the single-game tickets. They don't want to spend the money on season tickets because it's expensive, and sometimes you have to make a choice if you want to do that or not. And so more people are kind of deciding later in the week, I guess, to go to Rider games. At least that's how Craig Reynolds described the differences they're seeing in terms of the ticket buying by the fans.
Okay, Britton Gray. I'll see you tomorrow morning because today, as you said, we should get a clearer picture of what's to come this weekend against the BC Lions with the Riders back to practice today. Thanks for the time.
Not a problem.
Last day of school here in Regina, and kids that we met yesterday, pretty stoked about summer plans and vacations.
I'm excited because I'm going to go to Edmonton, and I'm going to have a pool party at my house.
Be out of school and go to the pool.
Probably dance camp and swimming.
Yeah, it is a fun time of the year, that last day of school. Joining me is Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME Newsroom, and you heard some of the kids there talking about going on vacation and off to Edmonton there. What about a roadside attraction, Shep? We're also trying to find out what's a great roadside attraction to pull over and check out and get a photo op, perhaps. Do you have one?
There's some pretty good ones. Ones that I've been to. I mean, I've when I first moved to Saskatchewan, I had to do the tour, and I went to Elbow, and I took a picture with my elbow in Elbow, so that was fun. I went to Eyebrow, but the sun had set, so I couldn't take the photo.
No.
It was too dark. But there's some good ones in Saskatchewan. I think Kipling has like a paperclip.
Yeah.
You can go to.
Drumheller.
And I went to Drumheller, not like exactly a road. I guess you'd call it roads. It's not right on the highway, but they have that big, I forget the name of the T-Rex there in Drumheller, where you can climb up into and look out its mouth, which is at risk of shutting down, and they're going to lose that soon potentially. But that's a cool stop for dino yeah, lovers.
Good roadside attraction.
A little roadside attraction there.
Getting a lot of texts here, 1-877-300-7275 with suggestions as well. And Adam just told me there's a Don Cherry statue in Mortlach.
Oh, is there?
I did not know that.
There's
is
also,
that
isn't
for
that
real?
In, what's the Enterprise, wherever that is?
Oh, has the Viking Alberta, isn't that?
Well, Enterprise has the Star Trek Enterprise ship.
Okay. That'd yeah, cool there is. There's something there. There might be a couple Star Trek roadside attractions here. If anyone wants to correct us, 1-877-300-7275. Okay, so what's going on this morning at NATO at the big summit?
Yeah, just within the last hour, all the NATO leaders are meeting there, and they just agreed to increase defense spending, the target to now 5% of GDP. Canada has yet to meet the 2% target. Prime Minister Mark Carney says to meet 5% of GDP, Canada would need to spend $150 billion on defense every year.
All these years, Canada has fallen short of even coming up 2.5, and then you get there and, what, it's 5?
Yeah, we might make it to 2 next year. And then this new date, 5% by 2035, another decade to get there.
All right. And I think that you should point out there is a major book sale here that people are probably aware of, but not everyone. But it is a biggie, and you were just glowing about this morning.
It is called The Big Book Sale. And it's just that they fill the Highland Curling Club with, they collect donations, and it's just all these books. And they raise money for the Seniors University Group at the U of R for courses for seniors and stuff like that. But it's if you want a good beach book this summer, it's like $1 or $3 max for a book.
I know people that go to this year after year, and they stock up. Day one is really popular, isn't it?
Yeah, well, because so they have it all organized, and they have some popular authors. And it's from now until Friday, Saturday. I find if you go by Saturday, some of the popular stuff is gone. It's not around. So you got to go to the first day. So it opens at 11 o'clock this morning. I am also convinced this is why our Lisa Schick booked this week off.
Because she loves this
really
too.
Big
That's
into
right.
this as well. So you might see her there.
And it's more than just books, right? There's CDs, albums, DVDs, games,
kids
puzzles.
Books. Yeah. It's all used stuff donated. And and then anything that they don't use that's left over. I think they also donate to like 20 different charities across the province.
Okay. A Highland Curling Club? Is that
Highland
what
Curling said? Club on Broad.
Okay. Thank you. Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME Newsroom, 6:58. Summer holiday plans are in the works in many households now. And last day of school here in Regina for Catholic and Regina Public School System. Moose Jaw Carrot Board, last day tomorrow. Students in Belconi go till Friday, but it is the last week of school, and there is excitement in the air for kids.
I'm excited to visit my family, go swimming, and have lots of fun. I'm going to miss seeing my friends and learning.
I hope everyone has a great summer.
Yeah, we do too here at CJME. Rowan said her family's heading out on vacay and she can't wait.
I'm really excited to go to the Calgary Stampede and just spend time with my family.
But slightly sad about leaving the school year behind because...
Oh, I'm definitely going to miss my teacher because she's moving to a different school.
Isla, pretty pumped. School's out today.
Oh, I'm really excited because I'm going to go to my cabin and have a ton of my friends over for at my cabin for like sleepovers and stuff. Yeah, I'm really excited for that. I'm also going to go to my grandma and grandpa's house.
We heard from a lot of kids, that their vacation plans include a trip across the border to Manitoba or Alberta, and a lot of people planning staycations. And this morning we're talking about favorite roadside attractions, whether it be in Saskatchewan or across Canada. Have you ripped over the side of the road because you saw something and said, got to take a picture of this or go here? Many of you sharing your text, 1-877-300-7275. Keep doing so because this might be a little inspiration if you've already been to some of the spots my next guest has been. Craig Baird loves Canadian history. I follow him on X, and he shares some great quips and stories about Maple Leaf history and sharing the cool and sometimes darker aspects of our history. So he's a good follow. I'll share with you how to follow in a moment here. But you recently, Craig, worked with your followers on coming up with a list of Canada's favorite roadside attractions. How did you go about assembling this list?
Well, we took 448 different roadside attractions around Canada, and that was clear across Canada from coast to coast all the way up to the Yukon, Nunavut, and the Northwest Territories. And I just had people voting every day to determine which one would move on, which ones would win, and eventually which one would be the winner. And it was just to kind of show Canadians, especially with, you know, summer coming up, all the amazing things that they can see just by driving around the country and exploring the nation.
All right, define that roadside attraction. What are the qualifications first?
Well, it had to be something that was obviously accessible by driving to it, something very large, or maybe it was a town mascot, or just an unusual thing that you would get you to stop on the highway and just go and take a photo with it.
Well, you live in Alberta now, in Edmonton, but you're, you know, a good Saskatchewan kid at heart here, too. You spent time as a journalist here, and you know our province well. So before I get to your list across Canada, what are some of your favorites here in our province?
Well, I mean, there's quite a few that I really like in Saskatchewan. I mean, I like the world's largest tomahawk and cut knife. I think that's kind of a really cool one. Gander the Gopher in Avonlea. And I like things that people will make that really don't make any sense. Like there's the combine in the sky in Allen, which is just a combine on a pole, and it's like, why is that there? And another one I really like is actually the Great Wall of Saskatchewan. It was made by this one guy over the course of decades, just piling rocks into a long wall. Why he did it, I don't know, but it's in Smiley, and it's just this very strange roadside attraction that a lot of people don't even know about. I mean, Mo the Dinosaur is a great one in Pontex. You got the Canada's largest turtle in Turtleford. So there's tons of different things you can see.
I'm not necessarily sure how many of those made Canada's favorite roadside attractions, and you had more than 400 listed at one point, and how many votes to narrow it down to the top ones?
It took 500,000 votes before we were able to get to the final, the winner of the entire contest.
I don't have enough time to break it down provincially, but what won in Saskatchewan?
Well, I think it will come as no surprise, but in Saskatchewan, the overall winner was Mac the Moose and Moose Jaw.
Across Canada, is there a top five? Or how do you want to break down some of the biggies?
How I looked at it was the top ones in each province, okay, and also kind of the top five. So like in the top four or five, you had a giant totem pole, which is in Victoria, British Columbia. Then you had the polar bear statue, which is in Churchill, Manitoba. You also had Mac the Moose. And then the final two that kind of were going against each other to determine who was going to win was the Terry Fox Memorial in Thunder Bay and the Terry Fox Memorial in St. John's. So Terry Fox actually won, the one in Thunder Bay, won the entire contest as Canada's favorite roadside attraction. Beautiful view of Lake Superior and the giant statue of Terry Fox at the spot where the Marathon of Hope ended. And usually when I do these contests, anything with Terry Fox or something like that generally does very well.
I'm not surprised. Craig Baird is my guest. He loves Canadian history. You're busy too right now trying to find out what Canada's favorite album is. And with Canada Day near. I got to ask you about how that vote's going.
We're still in round one. So we had 224 albums. We're currently going by chronologically through the years. So we just finished the 1990s. We're just getting into the 2000s. And obviously, you know, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Tragically Hip, they all do very well. Gordon Lightfoot, same thing. So we're just very early in the contest with this one, but it's definitely shaping up to be something a lot of people enjoy. They really enjoyed Canada's Favorite Song, which Gordon Lightfoot won with The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and they're really enjoying this one as well. About 100,000 votes right now.
Who do you predict is going to win Favorite Album?
If I had to predict, I think it's going to be completely the Tragically Hip.
I would not disagree with you on that one, although I thought for fun you'd say Trooper.
Well, they were in the contest.
All right, Craig, hit me up with your handle there on X where people can find you to vote with that.
You just search for Craig Baird, CraigBaird.
And you had a website you want everyone to know about?
Yeah, CanadaEHX.com, and you can listen to my podcast, Canadian History X, and that's EHX on all podcast platforms.
And you're just going to hit the road now on a cross-Canada tour, aren't you? You're going to stop in Saskatchewan?
Absolutely, I am. I just finished my first history book on the building of the Trans-Canada Highway, so I'm going to be hitting the road and exploring the entire country.
How about we catch up when you come through Regina in due time, okay?
That works for me.
Last day of school here in Regina, and I know growing up in this city, on the last day leaving Rosemont, I was just like, oh, it's freedom. And I bet every teacher felt the same when they saw me running away across the schoolyard, too. But Mr. Evan Bray, how about you? What's the last day of school conjure up in your
head? Well, I have mixed emotions about it because, obviously, we used to love the summer. We had a little family cabin at the lake, so we'd spend a lot of time down there. But growing up on the farm, it also meant you had more time to stack bales, clean bins. I mean, summer was a busy time for sure on the farm. And so it was like there was lots to do.
And your dad demanded and expected it of you. But did he ever plan vacations or was that
mom? Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Mom and dad would take us camping every year. So we did an annual spring camping trip. I have to say.
Same destination or?
Yeah, we'd go to a couple of different places. We actually went to Clear Lake, Manitoba a fair bit.
Yeah.
We went to Good Spirit Park a couple of times. So we had a tent trailer and, you know, it was.
So you were treated fairly. As much as you worked through the summer on the farm, you did
have to take the chains off when we went camping.
Do you recall any favorite roadside attractions growing up?
It's funny. I was listening to you talk about that this morning, and we have a famous picture in the Bray household that we weren't. I don't know why we were in Moose Jaw, but we went to Moose Jaw, and we wanted to get our picture taken with the moose, yep. Mac the moose. Well, Mom took the picture like so close up. All you can see is this kind of brown pole behind us, which is the moose's leg. Like, you have no idea it's the moose. She could have taken it on the farm. It would have been the same picture.
Well, and as we just heard, Canada's favorite roadside attractions in the top five, there's Mac the Moose.
Mac the Moose is a big one.
Proudly is one of the biggies across Canada here. Okay, NATO is a hot subject here this morning on your show. What's coming up?
Well, they just this morning announced moments ago that Canada has agreed to hit that 5% GDP spending mark. This is a big deal, Greg. It's $150 billion annually to do this. And so
by the year 2035 or something.
Yeah, they're looking at a bit of a kind of a 10-year window.
Because we just got to the 2%.
Well, yeah, barely, right? Barely. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how this happens, how this unfolds. Part of it is allowing 1.5% of that to be spent on infrastructure investments. So we know Mark Carney has been pushing these nation-building projects. So there's lots to pull apart here. And one of the things we'll do on the show is open up the phone lines to hear people's opinion of this decision.
We're closing in on Canada Day. It's a stat on Tuesday next week, and your pride, does it swell like mine usually around sports?
Yeah.
Like I'm proud to be from Canada. I don't brag about it nearly as much. I don't think Canadians do, but it seems to come out more during sporting events.
I agree. Look at Four Nations Cup. Even recently, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander wins the NBA playoff MVP. Kick it up a notch in terms of Canadian pride.
Let's also backtrack a little. Look at the swell of pride as the Oilers were running for the
Cup. Well, you could add that in there too. That's
right.
But
yeah, so today you're going to explore that?
Yeah, we're going to open up the phone lines later in the show and ask people on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your Canadian pride? What's your number?
Well,
and
where are you? What's
your
number?
I think I'm about an 8.5. Like, I'm a very proud to be
Canadian.
What's
stopping you from getting to a 10?
Well, because I also see all of the challenges that we have. And, yeah. I mean, we're not perfect, but I'm certainly
But we're
not,
still grateful to be
we're
from
We're grateful
Canada.
To be from Canada. I'm a proud Canadian for sure. I will fly the flag proudly.
Okay. I'll get you up to a 10 by the end of the day.
Are you at a 10?
9.5.